Welcome to our first podcast of 2017. This is John from Share Talk. I'm with Mick Billing, CEO of Thor Mining, ticker THR on the London Stock Exchange. Hi Mick, good to see you.
G'day John, nice to talk to you again and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
Thank you very much. Just for the benefit of the listeners who maybe haven't listened to a podcast about Thor Mining or have never researched into Thor Mining before, could you potentially give us an overview of the project you're involved with?
Yeah, certainly, John. We at Thor have two principal projects, both tungsten-focused. The first of those, and the most established of those, I guess, is Molly Hill in the Northern Territory, pretty close to right in the middle of Australia. And we believe that is ready for finance. We have done all the feasibility work. We've got a resource. We've got a reserve. We've got environmental approval, all of those things. That's ready to fly. And at some stage in the not too distant future, we hope we'll be receive some finance to crank up the development. The second project, another tungsten project we call Pilot Mountain, is in Nevada in the USA. Not quite as advanced as Molly Hill, but potentially much, much larger. We think it's going to be an absolute beauty, and we've got a drill program scheduled there starting early next month.
Okay, and just going back to that drilling program, you had an RNS out last month just to indicate that you're about to start that drilling program. And do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. To start off with, I guess Pilot Mountain has four known tungsten deposits, all of which have been drilled before by Union Carbide in the 1970s and are well known. More recently, one of those deposits, Desert Scheelite, has had sufficient drilling on it to for a resource estimate of about a bit over 6.5 million tonnes at quite good grades of both tungsten, copper, and a little bit of zinc as well. And that's quite good, but we plan to, in this next drill program, one, do some extension work on that and on that particular deposit, because we think there's an opportunity to increase both the size and improve the grade. And secondly, on one of the other deposits that has already been drilled, start off a small drilling program that, in consultation with the resource geologist we've been working with on this one, to turn some of what we call an exploration target into resource. And we think that is, for a relatively small amount of money and seven or eight holes, we can add 1 million or 2 million tonnes onto that resource onto our resource inventory quite quickly, with what we believe is very little risk. Going back to the extension work at the Desert Scheelite deposit, the last hole that was drilled at Desert Scheelite in 2012 intersected at about 200 metres depth, 13, nearly 14 metres of 0.9% tungsten and 17.5 metres at 1.8% copper, plus a bit over 2% of zinc. That was the last hole they drilled. They didn't have regulatory approval to drill any more. So we're going back to do that with a couple of more holes. In the first instance, one hole will be focused on seeing if those grades persist a little higher in the profile, because these holes are drilled at an angle, and that's where we intersected the mineralized material at about just under 200 meters. We're going to see if we can intersect it a little bit higher, and also a step out to the east. So the objective is to see if there's some bit of volume to this very, very tasty intersection. And while that is slightly higher risk, it's enormously high reward if we get the answer that we would like.
Okay, and what's the timeline for this drilling program in terms of expected finish dates?
The program is going to kick off weather dependent first or second week in February. It's a little bit cold over there at this time of the year, as you could probably appreciate. But it's scheduled to start at roughly around the end of the first week in February, and it should take no more than a couple of weeks. There's only a limited number of holes, because, to be honest, at the Garnet prospect, we're really doing no more than not much more than twinning some holes that were drilled 30 or 40 years ago.
Sure.
We know the results of those holes. We've got the drill logs. We've got the lithology. We've got the assays. What we don't have is the drill cuttings from those programs to be able to used to confirm a resource estimate.
Okay, and just going back to the Molly Hill project, you've obviously got, and sorry, Spring Hill as well. So you've got a payment coming for that in February from the sale of that. So it's $1.5 million Aussie dollars. How confident are you that's still going to come in next month,
John? I'll be. You always breathe a sigh of relief when something you've anticipated comes through, and we've been waiting on this for a little while. But in conversation with the people on the other side of the agreement, about a week before Christmas, they expressed absolutely no doubt that they would be following through with that payment. They have spent a considerable amount of money on the ground on this project since they paid the first tranche of the funds in February of 2016. They've done a lot of drilling. They've done check assays that have confirmed and I think extended the mineralization. They have had discussions with a nearby processing plant for toll treatment of the ore, and they have been working on regulatory approvals. While these things are not a guarantee, they are certainly an indication that they are working very hard at making this a good project for them, and I'd be very surprised if they don't follow through with that payment.
Okay, so essentially there's no reason for it not to be coming in at this stage.
Not at this stage. I'm quite confident, but as I said a moment ago, you're always much happier when the money's in the account rather than in the other person.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so going back to Molly Hill then again, I've got some questions from shareholders, if you're okay to answer these for us.
Yes, sure.
So I've been asked, are you looking to increase the net present value at Molly Hill? And if so, what are you doing to to increase that?
Yeah, I think that activity is going on a couple of fronts. We've been working for some time on cost reduction at Molly Hill, both CapEx and operating costs. The biggest contribution in recent times has been from power generation. Molly Hill is quite remote, and we have to generate our own power at site. The nearest point for electricity grid is probably about 3 hours away. So we have to generate our own power, and the original feasibility study was doing that with diesel-powered generators. Now we've had a win from two points here. One is the price of diesel has dropped dramatically since the original feasibility study with the oil price. When the oil price When we did the last update of the feasibility study, the oil price was around $100 a barrel. It's now about half that. Diesel prices have dropped, not by 50%, but certainly by over a third, and we're factoring that in. Then the other win and that we've had, and we've developed increasing confidence in this, is in the ability to generate a significant portion of our power during the daytime by using solar. And we've had some quite credible offers in the last few months of to give us a diesel solar hybrid package that will reduce our power costs again even further. The opportunity there is to reduce our operating costs by a couple of million dollars a year, and that's quite significant. So there have been other cost reduction initiatives that have tweaked and added and improved things a little bit, but the big win is from power generation. As far as the resource is concerned, we did a small drilling program in August of 2016, and came up with a few sniffs of tungsten in what we hope will become some satellite deposits quite close to Molly Hill. There's also the opportunity to do a little bit more drilling on the Molly Hill deposit itself that may improve things a little bit, and we have been evaluating that in the last little while. Molly Hill is something that is a deposit that where the mineralization extends much further into the soil than our existing resource and reserve do. There's evidence from the magnetic signature of the deposit that it extends down to 1 to 1.2 kilometers below the surface. So we think there's plenty of opportunities to improve upon the size of the resource and also reduce costs. And we'll continue to work on that. But and I suspect we probably need a slightly higher tungsten price than the current world market price, but for us to get finance. But I think we're pretty close to being towards the front of the queue.
Okay, and given the sort of forecasts are quite bullish for molybdenum this year, 2017, how close do you think you are to financing the project, and have you got an idea in mind about what price is likely to close, and are you in any talks and what have you?
John, we're always in talks, and you know, as recently as in the last couple of months, we have been talking to a potential new provider of finance. These things go on all the time, but I have to say that I suspect we need a slightly higher price. I welcome the higher molybdenum price. Molybdenum prices, when I first got involved in with Molly Hill in quite some time ago now, were about between five and six times the current price, which was obviously quite exciting. I'm not a person who is tremendously bullish about molybdenum price long term, but any improvement is very welcome. Molybdenum at the moment is about 25% of our revenue stream for Molly Hill. If the price improves, you know, it becomes 30 or 35%, that's a very welcome addition. I hope that lasts.
Sure. Okay, well, that's everything I've got, Mick, unless there's anything further you want to update us on.
No, John, as we said at the start, let's hope 2017 is a good year for Thor and also for Thor's investors. And thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much. That was Mick Billing, CEO and Chairman of Thor Mining, ticker THR. Thank you, Mick.
Thanks, John.